Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And here we go. Let's kick this one off. It's Monday. Live for a change. The Cancer Center didn't hold me up. I'm very pleased about that. And joining me, as we are supposed to do, is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Bill, last week with the testimony for oral arguments in front of the Supreme Court, I went and read through that transcript. I had listened to parts of it. Oh, my goodness. It was both fascinating and frightening at the same time. Did you listen to enough of it? What were your impressions?
Well, tell me the frightening part.
Well, okay. We have justices who are so out of touch with armed America. It was embarrassing. They're saying, they're asking leading questions like, well, if we gave you these permits, I mean, you might be armed in school. You might be armed at the mall. You might be armed at the subway. And I'm going, do you think schools are safe? Haven't you seen we've had mass murders in schools? Don't you think, I mean, there's violence in the subway. It's frightening. When politicians go on the subway, they bring a security guard with them. It's as if they lived in an entirely different world and didn't understand how we live our life. I mean, they think laws change the behavior of criminals. And you and I think that our self-defense is our own responsibility. I just thought it was shocking.
Which one of them was asking that? Was it Kagan?
Kagan, Sotomayor, and I believe it was Breyer.
Yeah. What do you expect from those guys? They don't know. They don't know. I know that, for example, I think John Roberts was saying, what's the likelihood that somebody's going to get mugged in a forest?
Exactly.
Since you allow permits to be given out in rural New York State, what's the likelihood that somebody's going to get mugged in the forest?
Well, I've got another Roberts quote. You don't have to say that you're looking for a permit to speak on a street corner. That you're looking for a permit to face your accuser in court, and that when you do that, your rights are particularly important, that your rights stand out from the ordinary case. So why do you have to do that? That is, convince a government official that you're entitled to exercise your Second Amendment rights. That was Roberts.
Yeah.
Now, Kavanaugh came through. He goes, that's the real concern. With any constitutional right, if it's at the discretion of an individual government officer, well, then that seems completely inconsistent with what an objective constitutional right should involve. And I'm all, whoa. Two down? We need three more to pick up, right? 5-4 as a minimum?
I think it's sort of a foregone conclusion, at least, you know, when I talked to Alan Gottlieb about this, and he seems to believe that it's going to come out in the favor of the Second Amendment. The problem is going to be what the states try to do when they, in Massachusetts right now, they're already talking about all the things that are going to put off limits to people who carry guns, since they're going to have to let them carry guns.
Now, that's one of the things I wanted to do, is come up with a bunch of model legislation that says, okay, this is a restricted place. then it's restricted for off-duty law enforcement. It's restricted for politicians and their security guards, too. Because, after all, some human beings aren't more equal than others. If it's restricted for us, why would you have the right to be armed there? What I suspect we'll see, is, and you're right, that was a widely quoted fear that New York might have to issue, and then virtually every place becomes restricted, with the exception of retired politicians, judges, retired law enforcement. So they still get the only ones, to quote David Kodria, who have special rights above and beyond what ordinary citizens get. One of the places they talked about was why you wouldn't let concealed carriers be in Times Square on New Year's Eve, would you? And I go, can you imagine a better place to carry? I don't want to be in that large crowd. They're criminals. I mean, criminals go where they can find victims. Yeah, I want to carry here because as I walk back to my car or get on the subway and then have to get to my car, yeah, I'd like to be armed to protect myself. When the judge asked questions like that, I just thought, man, you don't get out much.
No, I don't think any of them get out very often. But that doesn't explain. Well, that doesn't explain. Now, I think that of Barrett and Kavanaugh and the rest of them, too. And that doesn't explain why, on the one hand, you got these guys who understand what the right is about, and on the other hand, Kagan, Sotomayor, and Breyer don't. But then again, you know, last week in the House of Representatives, Jerry Nadler asked Representative Chip Roy what he used semi-automatic weapons for, and he had no idea. He genuinely was puzzled and didn't know what to use semi-automatic weapons for. And I guess, I mean, there's a lot of things I don't know how to use. I don't know how to make, you know, Belgian waffles. And so, I mean, if I were put in a place where Belgian waffles were expected, I would have to get some instruction. But the problem that I see for these people that are arbiters of law or law writers is that they should know the Constitution.
And they should know enough about the real world to understand what matters. There was great news, what was it, a few weeks ago. D.C., Washington, D.C. had to finally grant carry permits. That's now law, has been for a couple of years. A case has wound through the courts where someone said, hey, you know, I got arrested for having a gun, and there was no way I could get a permit. You weren't giving them to us, and therefore you arrested me, you charged me, you fined me. And then we find out that the law under which you did that was unconstitutional. You owe me restitution. And there are some 10,000 people similarly situated who were charged by D.C. I would like to see that same situation apply in New York City, because there are tens of thousands of people who've been arrested, charged, fined, and in some cases, imprisoned.
I'd like to see, well, I don't want to go that far. I was about to say, I'd like to see them bankrupt them. I'd like to see them bankrupt these cities with all the restitution, but, you know, that's not good. That's not nice of me to say now, is it? It's just not nice of me to say.
Well,
for
a lot of black men, I want their criminal record cleaned up.
Yeah.
That drives me insane, and it drove some public defenders in New York City insane, too. They said, you know, the guys who get beat up by these carry permit laws are young black men. That's racist.
Yeah.
We got a few seconds here.
Yeah, tell everybody where to find you.
My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up and carried at Amaland. Once a week, I get to talk with Bill and the Ninjas, and I do the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and co-host the Polite Society podcast.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion, I forgot. We don't have to worry about that in this portion of the show. Instead, we go back to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. I just get in this rhythm, and then I need to pull myself back out of it. Anyway, you were saying.
You're only doing, 15, 16 hours of radio a week? Oh, my gosh. What do you mean, getting a rhythm? That's the only way you survive.
I guess so.
We could fill this entire segment with news from Chicago. Not all of it good news. At least 51 people were shot this weekend in Chicago. 9 of the victims have died. That brings the total number of people wounded or killed to 4,011. I noticed when I was listening to the testimony last week that this U.S. Supreme Court judges knew that Chicago was seen as the failed American city. They said, whoa, but they have concealed carry. And everybody, all my friends and I who were looking at that went, yeah, but they also have every gun control law you could ask for. How is that working for you? Sadly, this weekend, 4 of the victims were under 18 years old, including a 4-year-old who was shot in his Southside neighborhood and killed. It's the failed cities, not the guns.
Especially Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago's got it all. Okay. Don't they? They got bail reform. They got have they cut back on police funding? The inner city, they still have a training requirement, but there's nowhere to train in the inner city, no gun stores allowed, stuff like that.
Exactly. Now, there is some good news. I think this was, it was about just after lunch. A retired Chicago firefighter, I think he's, my age, so an older man, and he's getting in his car in a parking garage, and a young man comes up and pulls a gun and says, hand it all over. I'm taking it. Wallet, phone, keys, car. Oh, concealed carry permit. Oh, you're a gun owner. Oh, you're armed. And the victim defends himself and stops the threat right there. The robber was killed. But that's, unfortunately, what it takes to save a life in Chicago, because the police can't do it alone, and the judges will not put career criminals in jail and keep them there. So it's up to us to protect ourselves and the people we love.
You know, I completely forgot the Soros-funded prosecutors.
That's right.
Which they have one of those in Chi-Town, too.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, and this is where it's going to become fascinating. There was a ward superintendent in Chicago. The ATF had a little issue with him. Turns out he had an illegal machine gun. You know, that's usually federal prison time for anybody else. He's still on the job, makes over $100,000 a year, and he's still out there driving his city-paid-for truck. Now, he had been removed from some party posts, but he still was on the government payroll. I'm going, wow, ethics violations, double standard about how gun control is good for us but not for him. And I don't think it matters. I think voters will continue to elect Democrats in Chicago, regardless of what they say or do. Did you already cover the news about the Cook County reimposing its taxes on guns and ammo?
I did not.
Okay, so, boy, was it only 2 weeks ago that a judge ruled, hey, that tax that was imposed by Cook County on guns and ammunition, $25 on a gun, 10 cents on each centerfire cartridge, was it 5 cents on each rimfire? That's unconstitutional. You're just penalizing people for exercising an enumerated right. And they said, well, okay, we'll put up a new law where we say we will use those funds to stop, air quotes here, gun violence. Now, they don't have to be, what they do doesn't have to be effective at stopping violent crime. They just need to put the magic words in the law to generate an excuse. And now we have to take him back to court. Darn it.
Chicago.
I can see that I really
Chicago,
Bill.
Chicago. Well, I mean, you know, when I sit here and this is the thing. This is the thing. I try to sit here and I try to say to myself, self, you should really have empathy for the good people of Chicago. And for those, that handful that are there, that for whatever, inexplicably refuse to leave there.
I understand it, Bill. No, I used to live there. I met my wife there. We left.
Yeah.
But I know friends who are taking care of sick in-laws. Think of our friend Freddie Real. He has relatives there in New Jersey. Similar situation. He can't leave because he has family. Does he tell his kids, hey, you know, you might want to look for a career elsewhere. When I retire, I'm probably not staying. They're both states, just like New York, are bleeding middle-class voters. But I understand why some people are trapped and can't leave.
Well, I get that as well. I do get that. And as I try to sit around here and have that empathy, I do take that into consideration. But what I do think about is they have a majority of people there that continue to vote these yahoos in office over and over and over. They continue to think if we do the same thing yet again, we'll get a different outcome this time. 100 years is not long enough to figure out the trend.
Right.
So,
yeah, good point.
That's how long it's been. They haven't had a Republican mayor, I think, since 1931.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Anyway. So,
not a different experience.
No. I sit here and I try to tell myself, you know, you should have empathy for them, and at the same time, I know that I don't know what it's going to take to change. Unless a gigantic sinkhole opens up and swallows what's there, and we fill that in and start over new. I know it's horrible to say. But, I mean, hey, when I sit there and I look at the stuff it could get changed. But we're coming up on the break, so tell everybody how to find you, and we'll continue the thought when we get back on the other side.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. Those come out once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. 1,800 articles. I'll never catch up with Dean Weingarten. My writing's picked up at Amaland, and that's also where I write the Armed Citizen column.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are now more than 250 million coronavirus cases around the world. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. The United States has more than 46 million of those infections, with 754,000 people dying in the United States. The House voted 228-206 to pass a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill Friday night after much wrangling among Democrats about whether to pair it with a larger budget package. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg touts the jobs that will be created with all the resources from the bill.
Plumbers and pipe fitters working on those lead water pipes so that every child has clean drinking water. The folks who will be manufacturing the solar panels, the wind farms, the batteries, the electric vehicle elements around this country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. As gas prices continue to rise, President Biden is thinking about shutting down another oil pipeline.
With policies put into play by the Biden administration, fuel and energy prices are skyrocketing. Now the Biden administration is considering shutting down another oil pipeline. The administration has yet to decide what to do with Line 5 in Michigan. Line 5 is part of a network that moves crude oil and other petroleum products from Western Canada, pumping about 54,000 barrels a day. Petroleum is taken from the pipeline in Escanaba, Michigan. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Justice Department is cracking down on ransomware attacks. Attorney General Merrick Garland telling reporters a Ukrainian man has been indicted and arrested for a series of ransomware attacks. The United States trying to extradite the suspect from Poland. Garland adding that cybercrime is a serious threat to the United States and the world. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse, and I think I had to slow him down a little bit because we were coming up on the break. Do you want to pick this up somewhere, or are we going off in a new direction?
Well, before we give up on Chicago, there were lots of people who gave up on Virginia. And look at that election there. In fact, I mean, listen to what Kamala Harris said just before the election and listen to it with fresh ears. Now, she said the election that was coming up was a referendum on the Biden administration, that the parents, you know, weren't racist. They were going to reelect Democrats from one end of the state to the other. Well, parents were told that they were foolish to care about what their children were taught in school, and that if they objected to critical race theory, that just meant that they were racists. And a lot of people came out and said, no, that's not me. You're feeding me a line, and I'm going to vote for someone else who won't lie to me that way. Wow. Well, okay, after Republicans swept the legislative bodies, after they elected Republicans to the governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general for the state, they were called racist, except the lieutenant governor is named Winsome Sears. She's a veteran, and she's black. So I'm thinking that's the worst white supremacist movement ever that elects black people. I just don't understand it, Bill.
I don't either. I don't either. It's almost like the big insurrection that nobody took any guns to.
The media created event.
Yeah, that one. You had Winsome Sears, the attorney general. What's his name? Mayorkas. I don't think he's exactly going to be auditioning for the KKK either.
Nope.
I mean, and that's because, you know, we look for the people with the best talent that are going to bring the most to the position. And they're only as good as they are good at what they're doing. And then they have a shelf life. As soon as they're no longer doing the deed the way it needs to be done, okay, fine. I appreciate your time, your service. Let's move on. And it has nothing to do with color or race or creed or background or any of that other stuff. As a matter of fact, I think most of it is in spite of all of that.
Right. Now, just another event that you say, Rob, this is what's going to happen. I'd say, Bill, I want to share that bottle because it must be amazing stuff. In New Jersey, a truck driver, never held political office before, ran as a Republican. He beat the incumbent Senate President, Steve Sweeney. Sweeney has been in office for 20 years. He's been the Senate President for a decade. He's passed anti-gun bill after bill after bill. And a truck driver who spent $153, and he goes, yeah, I have the afternoons off, and I walked the precincts during the weekend, beat him. Wow.
Although Sweeney has found 12,000 votes somewhere. How industrious can you be when you can do something like that?
The ship finally docked where he bought those votes from China?
I guess so.
They were held up in port?
Yeah, that's what they're saying about all the boats that didn't make it in on the shore. It's all due to the supply chain issues.
I do have some other good news, also things I never thought I'd see. The city of Boston settled a federal lawsuit. This one, unsurprisingly, was bought by the Second Amendment Foundation. They said, you know, when COVID happened, you stopped processing licenses to purchase and carry a firearm. This is a human right. It's enumerated in the Constitution. Pay our legal fees and knock this off. Sign a consent decree. And they looked around and went, oh, we may not have the judges we expected anymore. Yeah, okay. Well, okay. Can we settle for $10,000 and we'll stop doing it? To me, that's a big win. And it's getting Massachusetts used to these changes. What bothers me is that Massachusetts also has passed a bunch of anti-gun bills just within the last few months. Now, I like the fact that somebody went back and said, you know, you made some political promises. Oh, 2014, you said if we regulate modern sporting rifles, crime would drop. If we put in a May issue permitting scheme, crime would drop. And we don't see that at all. Basically, you lied. Wow. Wow. I mean, I'm just surprised that an academic went back and held a politician to his word. I think that's wonderful.
I think what's happening now is that now this is crossing into out of the areas where, you know, a lot of this was inner city stuff that was happening in Chicago and Boston, all this other stuff. And now it's making it out. Really, Boston is especially. Boston has been quite the place to hang out ever since the bombing of the Boston Marathon. Quite the revealing place. I haven't been, and I'm not going. But as we're looking at all of these things that are unfolding, these neighborhoods where everybody thought, well, you know, we're the elite, we're the upper crust. They're getting crime too.
It would never happen here, and all of a sudden it's at their doorstep.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Except they can't do anything about it. Because they're not allowed to have a gun.
Welcome to the Commonwealth. You can get a permit. You can get I think what they call it in New Jersey, what is it, a facilities permit? You can get it at home. You can get it in your place of business if you own the business. Other than that, you may need the permit of the building owner or your boss. Yeah. Oh, and you probably cannot carry it on your hip in the car to and from. It has to be in a locked container, out of reach, et cetera, et cetera. Insane. Now, I wonder if the laws in Western Massachusetts are treated differently than the ones in Boston? Meaning, can I get my carry permit if I go to a judge or sheriff out in the wilds of Massachusetts rather than in Boston? We certainly saw that in Western and Northern New York.
Yeah, and
it's almost as if they're two different laws.
Yeah, that's the point. We're going to have to get to the point in the country, if the right is going to be the right, if it is the right, which I believe it's the right. I believe it's a God-given right. I believe it predates the government, the Constitution, and everything else that's involved. We got to have one set of rules for that.
When we come back, we'll have to talk about that, because listening to the Supreme Court justices, they were bragging about the fact that the laws were different everywhere. Oh, yeah, we wouldn't want the same rules to apply in the city as they would out in the country. And I'm going, don't people walk home in the dark all across the land? Does it change appreciably how far the streetlights are apart? It's still dangerous.
Wow. Indeed, indeed. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host on the Polite Society podcast once each week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up at Amalant, where I get to write also the Armed Citizen column. Once a week, I get to talk to Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you, Bill.
Indeed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster, and where are we going now, sir?
If we could, I was so struck by the new gun owners that we have, Bill, that English report that came out, was even mentioned to the Supremes. We have so many new gun owners. Can we do a few self-defense gun stories?
Absolutely.
Okay, this one I talked about just last week happened in Violet Township, Ohio. And again, the nature of these is such that the person doing the reporting is a newspaper reporter. He's not a firearms instructor, so they leave out a lot of details. We can't say, boy, that person did it right or wrong. We just often don't know. But you hear a car crash in front of your house. So you and your friend go outside and go, what the heck was that? I'm pretty sure it's in the daytime. The driver gets out and runs away. That's unusual. A minute later, you know, you're standing there, you're looking at it, you've picked up the phone, you call 911. The driver runs up to you and attacks you and your friend as you're standing in your front yard. You shout for him to stop. You're trying to intervene. You're trying to get in the way. And now the attacker hits you. You're the female homeowner. What the heck? What did you do? Tries to hit you again. You present your firearm. You shoot the attacker three times. Now he stops hitting you. He stops hitting your friend. You stop shooting and call 911. Police arrest your attacker. EMTs take him to the hospital. EMTs check you out. You don't have to go to the hospital. But what's amazing to me is someone had the presence of mind to say, my front yard in the middle of the day might not be a safe place. There's crazy in the world. And when I need to defend myself, in this case, my friend, I don't have time to run back to my room, get the gun off the shelf, get the magazine, find the other place where ammunition is stored, load the magazine and run to my... It's like a fire extinguisher, I think. That's a great analogy. When I need it, it's got to be charged and ready to use right now.
Right.
In all likelihood, what we're seeing is somebody either with severe mental health problems or a drug or alcohol addiction problem. That's what, when people behave this way, that's typically the cause. I like that the person tried to say stop, that they tried to put up, they tried physical force with their hands. Great idea. I think that's exactly the thing you want to do. I'm sorry it didn't work and you had to resort to a firearm. But there are things we can learn from this. If you and your partner had trained and thought about being attacked even a little bit, Bill, it would take an accomplished MMA fighter to beat up you and I at the same time. Because when he's facing you, his back's to me. We're not used to thinking of hitting people from behind. We think we engage them front to front. If somebody's hitting my friend and they show me your back, game's over. Now, if the friend was armed, have you mentally thought through this, that if someone's attacking my roommate, I might have to shoot the attacker from behind? Ooh. Your trigger finger won't go where your imagination hasn't gone before. I'm glad they weren't injured.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, this is... The thing about self-defense is that good self-defense means that you completely desert all of those little morals and feelings of fair play and everything else. You have got to resort to the worst tactics, the dastardly, snurdly villain tactics, you know. You got to be the one that ties the damsel in distress onto the railroad track. You've got to be the one doing all the evil things, because there's only going to be one winner.
And what's hard for nonviolent people like you and I to understand is our first introduction that we've been invited to a violent encounter might be when our head is ringing and we're trying to get up from the ground. We didn't expect a fight. No one said, hey, are you ready for it? Here it comes. Just boom, there it was. I've got another that I want to talk with you. And in this case, unless there's more you want to say on this one.
Well, no, what I was going to say is that, all I was going to say is that self-defense is a pivot. You have to pivot. You got to stop being, you got to go off of defense and go on hyperviolent offense. And like in my case, right, I got to worry about a punch to the chest now because I got a chest held together with wire. So in that particular moment, and it's, you know, it's been glued and it's been going, it's been knitting back together for 6 years. I don't know how long it takes, and I don't intend to find out. If somebody comes up, if I'm just walking along and somebody wants whatever's on my shoulder, whatever's in my bag, whatever's in my pocket, if I can get it to them without them doing anything to me, I'm going to do it. But if they decide that they need more than that, well, then I'm afraid that it's going to be the most expensive one they've done if I can do anything about it.
Right.
And I'm going to give up. I'll give up one side of my head to get the gun out. I'll give up the back of my arm to get the gun out. But I'm going to get the gun out. And I'll be, you know, there's going to be powder burns on him if he's going to be that close to me. So I'm, you know, I've come to grips with that.
If he's that close. Okay, let me jump in on this next one. This was out of Jefferson, West Virginia, after midnight. The story doesn't say whether the intruder broke in or whether the roommate heard the banging on the door and opened the door to say, who are you? What do you want? But the intruder forces his way in. The roommate's not having it. He's saying, get the heck out of here, pushing the guy back out. That's when the intruder draws what looks like a handgun. There's an armed roommate standing behind this going, what the heck? He comes up closer and shoots the intruder. One time in the chest, that ends the fight. Doesn't kill the guy, but he doesn't want any more. Unfortunately, he also shot his roommate through the hand. Completely understandable. But, okay, now you and your roommate back up. You call 911. They arrest the intruder, take him to the hospital, both the intruder and your roommate, to get his hand treated. Turns out the intruder was at the wrong apartment. He thought he was robbing the place next door that he'd heard about. Was a relative of his, and he came there with a pellet pistol. I think he expected to find easier victims, bad victim selection. Okay, but imagine this. You're waking up in the middle of the night. If you haven't thought about it, and you've got a a roommate there, you need a self-defense plan. Having two people gives you more options, but it also means, hey, you have to work together. And in this case, you have to get so close that when you shoot, you can't hit your roommate. I'm sure you didn't aim for your roommate's hand, but when two guys are fighting, things move around a lot. You need to either get closer. What you might have to do is grab the intruder's shirt so that if he turns, you move with him. You might have to have the gun so close that when he turns, your hand pushes the gun rather than drags your hand into the way of where your gun is pointing. Your gun has to be so close that your roommate's hand can't get in front of the muzzle.
Yeah. There's a lot of,
easy.
You know.
When you think about it, you go, well, of course. But if you wake me up and I've never thought of this in the middle of the night, no, I can't think about what I absolutely cannot do is think at 1 a.m. when I'm trying to fight an intruder. Here's another point in the article, because it wasn't written by a firm.
We're running out of time.
Oh, we are. I'm sorry, Bill.
No problem. We'll have to get into that ruthless self-defense thing next week. Thank you for taking the time to join me today.
My pleasure, Bill.
Coming up next, we're going to find out the latest in the world of the gun. From the people of the gun, as they call themselves, from the people of the gun, at thetruthaboutguns.com with Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.